Good morning. It is midweek and it is Coffee with Ann time. It has occurred to me that some folks are hot tea drinkers or hot chocolate drinkers or maybe soft drink drinkers. My sister only drinks tea and has several favorites she enjoys at different times of day. I personally will stick with a warm, milky morning cup of coffee. But we all have our own taste, so pick your poison, as they say, and join me in our morning devotion. This morning I'm reading from Deuteronomy 31:8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. I'd like to begin with a question. If I asked you what one thing could you not live without in the kitchen, what would you say? A knife. Well, most people have several. A spatula. Everyone has spoons. This is something you normally would have only one of. Something you probably don't use very often, but is essential. There is nothing in the kitchen that can do its job. The price can be less than $5 or $25+. There is no substitute. You may not use it very often, but if you don't have it, you may find yourself riding around your neighborhood at 11 p.m. looking for one. I wonder what you guessed. I have a true story for you. I have this really tasty recipe for chicken taco soup. It is particularly convenient to make because you can put the ingredients in the crock pot the night before, takes only 10 minutes, and let it cook all night, then just put it on warm until you want to serve it. It not only tastes really good, but it's good for you. So, as one who likes to do other things than cook when friends are over, I decided to put the ingredients in the crock pot about 10 at night for lunch the next day. My favorite part of this recipe is that you use frozen chicken breast, and I am always forgetting to take stuff out of the freezer to thaw. So that night, I began preparation. First, I laid the frozen breast in the pot, covered the chicken with a pack of dry ranch dressing and a package of dry taco seasoning. Next came the canned beans. I pulled out the can opener, which I have had for 20 years, and began twisting the handle. Pop! Loud noise. And nothing, not anything, was moving on the can opener. I looked at what I had started and realized I had to get the cans open somehow. I had to have the soup ready for lunch the next day, and it took hours to cook. So, George and I went through every drawer in the kitchen and could not find any kind of opener. He finally tried a pocket knife, which basically turned the can into a sharp, jagged, lethal weapon. Who can I call to borrow a can opener at 10:30 at night? The criteria was, who are night owls that live close enough to borrow from, who have a handheld can opener or an electric one and would let me bring 6 cans and open at their house at 10:30. The list of matches was quite short. But I texted a neighborhood friend whom I knew was a night owl. I asked her, "Are you awake and do you have a can opener?" The response was, "Is this a riddle?" I dashed over in the car, and there on the porch was the thing you can't live without, her can opener. I was saved. Home and in bed by 11:30. Sometimes our relationship with the Lord is like our relationship with a can opener. We know him. We know what he's capable of. But we get so busy, we take him for granted. Then the moment comes when you really need him. You've tried everything to solve the situation yourself. Nothing works. You know he's in the drawer, so to speak, but you haven't used him in a long time. You may think, why would he pay any attention to me after all this time of not noticing him? You think our relationship must be broken, I'm sure. You are desperate. You've asked everyone you know how to solve your problem, fix the solution or the situation, open a door. Everything you've planned for is going to be spoiled if you don't get help. Then you remember having heard or read somewhere along the way, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Is that really true, you wonder? That only applies to people who stay in touch with him. But you find, as you repeat the words to yourself, a calm begins to flow over you. So you keep saying the words over and over again as if you are convincing yourself they are true. Your mind begins to calm. Your thoughts stop rushing so fast in your head. Some light seems to be shining on the problem. You fall to your knees. Like so many of us, as embarrassed as we may feel, you speak to him. Lord, I'm sorry, but I need your help. The words come to your mind again. I will never leave you nor forsake you. And you know. You just know. He's listening. He's so happy to hear from you. He's been waiting. I hope you will be reminded every time you open that kitchen drawer and see that simple kitchen tool or use your electric can opener that you are the only one of you and you are loved and so important to our Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Let us pray together. Thank you, Lord, for your patience with us. Life gets the best of us sometimes and we stray. But you urge us and wait for us in our need and sometimes even in our joy to realize again you are there, never leaving or forsaking. Please continue your urging that we would enjoy your company every day. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with me today, and may the Lord bless you and yours.